Chapter number 22. I was just thinking about that song we just sang, I Know My Name Is There. Aren't you glad your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life? That's something I don't think I could ever get over. I'm thankful that God saved me. When you get to Genesis chapter 22, I would invite you to stand in honor of the reading of God's word, if you are able to. And we'll read a couple of verses from this particular chapter. Genesis chapter number 22, verse number 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide here, ye here, with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder, and worship, and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood at the burnt offering, and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand, and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father, and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went both of them together, and they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there, and laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand, and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven, and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes, and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram, and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sun which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. So Abraham returned unto his young men, and they rose up and went together to Beersheba. And Abraham dwelt at Beersheba. You may be seated. Let's go into a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank you for the day that you have given to us. We thank you for your mercy and grace once again, Father. I thank you for the privilege it is to be able to be in your house here tonight. I thank you for the privilege it is to stand behind the sacred desk and to be able to preach a message that you have laid upon my heart. Father, I pray that you would bless the work that Brother Steve and Miss Lynn are doing here at Old Bethel Baptist Church. I pray that you would bless it greatly and use it in the days to come. Father, I'm thankful for our friendship that we have. And then, God, I do pray that if there be one here that's lost without Christ, maybe they're watching by the way of live stream, there's never been a day or an hour in their life when they accepted Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that you would deal with that hurt. I pray that you convict that hurt. Father, you know it's my heart's greatest desire to see some soul come to know Christ as their personal Savior. I pray that you would deal with that hurt and they would receive Christ as their personal Savior. Maybe there's one here that doesn't know whether they are actually saved or not. I pray that they get that assurance tonight. And then, Father, I just pray that you'd be with, maybe there's one here that's going through a difficult time. They feel like there's no hope in the situation they're going through. Father, I pray that you'd be with that soul and help them to get what they need from the Word of God tonight. Father, I pray that you just bless the preaching of your Word tonight. Use it for thy glory. I pray that you get all the glory, praise, and honor for all that would be said and done. We love you and we ask these things in your name. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. It's in Genesis chapter number 22, verses 1 through 19. I believe, no doubt, is a pretty well-known story of the account of Abraham offering up his son Isaac. It's in verses 1 through 2 that we see God's commandment given unto Abraham. He said, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of." Right here, God has just given his commandment unto Abraham and told him what he is to do. You know, I'm reminded as I read these two verses, I looked over into Exodus chapter number 20, and I'm reminded of the commandments that God has given unto us as Christians. He gives us the Ten Commandments that we are to follow. You know, it's over in verses, that word Moriah over there, I looked that word up to see the meaning behind the word Moriah, and it simply means, it simply means a place that God will provide. God writes over in verse number 14, and Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. Jehovah Jireh means that God will provide. You know, I'm going over to Moriah Baptist Church where my uncle pastors, that's my home church there. And he was just telling me about this past Sunday, that's where we got our name from, is from this particular chapter here. And we believe that the Lord will provide. He's provided, we've seen his providing hand in the days gone by, and I'm thankful for that. It's over verses 3 through 10 that we see Abraham obeys by faith God's commandment unto him. It's over in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 17, that we see a result of that. You know, verse number 3, it says, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clayed the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him." That word, clave the wood for the burnt offering, that word simply means to split or to rend. He was splitting the wood to prepare that sacrifice that he was about to make, to prepare to sacrifice his only son. If you would have asked me, if I had a son and you'd have asked me to sacrifice him for the sins of the for that someone else had done, I would say, no, I'm not giving my son up. But Abraham had that faith. Abraham simply trusted God, and he knew that God had a reason for this to happen. And it takes a lot of faith to be able to do that in this day and hour. But then verse number 11 through 14, we see God provides Abraham a ram as a sacrifice. Abraham trusted God, and as a result, God gave him something to sacrifice in replace of his son. You know, I was thinking about this. It takes, as I just said a moment ago, we must have faith and trust God's will when we obey him. You know, it was a couple of years ago, December the 6th, 2023, that I surrendered to my call to preach. And the Lord had been dealing with my heart about that for quite some time. I had been fighting with that call. I simply just did not want to stand up in front of masses of people, groups of people, and say anything. When we had a project in school, I tried to stay back and pray and hope the teacher wouldn't call my name next to stand up there and give a presentation. But I've noticed over time the Lord has used me, and he's still working on me, and he's used me, and I've been able to get over that fear. Now, I'm still nervous, as you can see today, standing in front of a crowd of people, but the Lord is working on my heart and my life, and he's helping me with those struggles. We just got to trust God in his will and process in our lives. It's over in verses 11 through 14 that I just said that God provides Abraham a ram as a sacrifice. You know, verses 11 through 14, we see that God gives that ram as a sacrifice, and as a result from that, we see that God blesses Abraham for doing simply what God had asked him to do. Verse number 15 through 19, we see that God blesses and rewards Abraham for his obedience. In those particular verses, we'll see that he blesses him, and he blesses in the days to come. Abraham's going to have many kids, and he's going to be a father of many sons. You know the song. That we know, though, simply from the story, we learn that if we will simply trust God and obey in faith, then he will bless us greatly. Now, there have been situations where I've had to learn to trust God and have faith. It's been hard. I remember my mom a couple of years ago, and I've shared the story on many occasions. I had gotten the call from my brother. My parents had, of course, separated, and my mom was living up in Maryland at the time. This was a couple of years ago now. And I remember I got the call from my brother. Mom had had cancer back in the year 2019. She had went through breast cancer, and she had successfully beat that fight. And then in the year of 2023, I believe it was, August of 2023, there at the end, my brother had called me and said that my mom was sick and she was in the hospital. and we didn't exactly know what was going on at the time, and days went by, and he finally made another phone call to me and said that the doctors had come in and told him that my mom had cancer again, and this time it was down in her pancreatic, and he said that they didn't know if they would be able to, what the process was going to be in this situation, what they were going to be able to do to help her at this time, since it was a little early to tell, and a few hours passed by, and they had run several tests, and finally my brother called me back again and told me that it was too late, that they had already discovered it, and it was spreading across her body very rapidly. And he told me, he said, if I wanted to see my mother again, that I had better make that trip up there to see her. So I, of course, made the plane. I got on the plane, and I made the flight all the way up to Baltimore, Maryland, and I got to go visit my mother. And I could tell you, throughout the whole situation, I believe the Lord had tested my faith in that situation. It was hard to see my mother laying on her deathbed and just sitting there weak as could be. It just broke my heart. And to me, though, personally, I think that God used that situation to teach me to become a man, to teach me to grow up. It's those hard situations that he uses to teach us lessons, and we've got to trust God in that. And I'm thankful that the Lord, not thankful that my mom passed away, but I am thankful that I was able to keep the faith and that the Lord helped me through that situation. And that's just a situation I believe that I've had to learn to keep the faith. For you, it may be something else. You may have lost a loved one that's tested. You put your faith surely to the test. You may have been through a situation. Maybe a family member has just left away from you, decide they didn't want nothing to do with you, and that's put your faith to the test. It could be something. You may have not gone through something yet that's going to put your faith to the test. It may come in the days to come. Well, can I challenge you tonight to put just keep your faith in God. Trust God no matter what situations comes. Hold true to his word and trust God that he will help you through those situations. Sometimes I know it gets rough. I know that it gets hard to get feel like there's any hope in those situations, but you just got to trust God. I was actually one of my social media platforms. I don't remember where I was on, but I was just looking at something real quick before the service. And I saw a post on there that somebody had posted. It was a guy talking to another person. And he said that God would not place a task on your heart if he did not think you were capable of handling it. You know, Abraham, I'm sure there were times in this situation that he felt like he was not capable of giving up his only son. But, you know, there are going to come situations in our lives that we're going to feel like we're not capable of handling those situations. But can I tell you that God will not give you more than you cannot handle. God will give you what he thinks, and he knows that you can handle and that you can take care of. I've had many times in my life I felt like the Lord had just given me too much more than I could handle, and I come to realize that he's given me the strength to get through those situations. He's given me the strength to be able to make it through those. And I'm thankful for that. God is still doing that today. You know, this story, it reminds me of, as Brother Steve had told me, had told y'all, I've been going to a Bible college, North Georgia Baptist College, there in Calhoun, Georgia. It's off of the Church of Philadelphia Baptist Church, where Brother Kyle Coker pastors. And this is my first year in that. I've just completed my last semester at that college. And we've been learning about, we took a biblical interpretation class last semester. Hermeneutics, some of you may know it by. And we learned about the types in the Bible. There are many types throughout the Bible. A type is simply something as an Old Testament event which foreshadows a New Testament truth. And, you know, like the story I preached a couple of weeks ago at a church, Liberty Baptist Church, about on the story of Joseph and his coat of many colors and how Joseph was tempted there with Potiphar's wife, all that situation that went on. And I talked about how Joseph's life was a foreshadowing of Jesus' life because Joseph's brothers betrayed him. Jesus' brothers betrayed him. If you read and study those two lives, you'll notice there are a lot of things in common about the two lives. Well, right here in Genesis chapter number 22, I noticed that there is a type in this chapter. Abraham has given his only son Isaac to be a sacrifice for him. I was sitting there thinking as I was studying for my message this morning after Brother Steve had contacted me, and I was sitting there thinking of what the Lord would have me to preach, and he had laid this message upon my heart already, and I began to think of Genesis chapter 22, and as I read the story, I was reminded about something else that happened in the New Testament. You'll read it several times in the book of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and it's the story of God giving up his only son Jesus to come into the world and to die on the cross for our sins. You know, I'm very thankful that God did that. He didn't have to do it, but he loved us so much, he gave his only begotten son to die on the cross for our sins. You know, sometimes I don't understand why the Lord saved me, but I'm thankful that he did. If you're able to get over that, then there's something wrong and you need to get to the altar after the service. But I was reminded by that story here, Abraham giving up his only son Isaac, and God gave up his son Jesus to come into the world and die on the cross for our sins. If there's never been a day or an hour in your life when you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I would make that challenge for you here tonight. Maybe you're here in person, or maybe you're watching by the way of live stream. You know, it's Romans chapter number 3, verse number 23. It says that for all have sinned to come short of the glory of God. First off, you gotta acknowledge that you are a sinner in need of a Savior. If you can't do that, then you've missed it all. Romans chapter 5, verse number 8. But God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans chapter number 5 and verse number 12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, that was by Adam and Eve, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. You know, it was in the garden, Adam and Eve had committed that sin. They ate of the fruit that God had told them not to eat of, and after they had sinned, they brought death into the world, and after that, man began to make their way to the cradle, or to the grave, and that's why we were in need of a Savior. We were in need of our sins being forgiven. You know, it's Romans chapter number 6, verse number 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I'm thankful for that. Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You know, it's Romans chapter 10, verse number 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Aren't you glad it's a whosoever kind of situation, not for a certain group of people? I'm thankful for that. You know, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 9, something that lays on my heart. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. You know, I'm glad that it's a faith-based salvation and not of our works. Because if it was by our works, we'd all be on our way to hell tonight. You know, the one verse, though, that simply I wanted to preach and get to this particular verse is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If there has never been a day or hour in your life when you accepted Christ as your personal Savior, I would plead with you here tonight to make that decision tonight. Maybe you are saved. Could I ask you this question? What are you doing for God? Are you serving him in the way that you ought to? Are you being faithful towards him? I mean, obviously, you're being faithful in church attendance. You're here tonight, and I'm thankful for that. And I know that Brother Steve is thankful for that as well. But what are you doing for God? Could you be doing? I know we could all be doing more. Are you reading your Bible faithfully? Are you faithful in your prayer life? We need to try to do our best to serve God and to the greatest of our abilities. And I'd make that challenge to you. I guess we can all stand and we'll close in a word of prayer and do the invitation. Our Father, we thank you for the day that you have given to us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father. I thank you for the privilege it is to be able to be here tonight, Father. I pray that this message would be a challenge to someone here and maybe watching by the way of live stream. If there's maybe someone watching that there's never been a day or an hour in their life when they accepted Christ as their personal Savior, I pray that you would convict that heart. Today would be a great day to get saved, a great day to make that decision. Father, I pray that you'd speak to their heart about that. Maybe there is one here or watching online, they're saved, but maybe they just aren't living the life that they ought to, that would be honoring to God. Maybe they're not doing what they ought to be doing. Father, I pray that you'd convict their hearts and may they make that decision. They're going to do more for you, more in the year 2025, to serve thee and to do whatever they can to honor you and glorify you. Father, I pray that you would help me personally to do more for you in this year. Father, I pray that you just be with us, watch over us, guide us, and direct us. Father, I pray that we would keep the faith in you. Help us strengthen our faith.